This morning, I am joined by a special guest. I have a Lieutenant Roberts. I have a Trooper Evan Hill here with me this morning. Usually, we have a Lieutenant Roberts, and he has sent in Trooper Hill to give us a change in voice and some new perspective on sharing safety. And so we're heading into 4th of July.
Yes.
What is one of the number one things that people need to remember as we head into the 4th of July from your all's perspective?
4th of July, it's one of the biggest holidays that everyone likes to celebrate and go have fun. And absolutely, go have fun. But make good decisions. Be safe about it.
Boy, it sounds like you all deliver the same message. So what are some of those good decisions that people can be making? People can be making.
Absolutely. Like I said, everyone wants to go have fun this weekend. But let's do everything responsibly. If you're going from point A to point B, take your time. Get there safe. If you want to go spend time with your family, let's make sure we get there safely to enjoy that time with our family. And once we get there, if we're drinking, let's just make sure that we know a different way home other than driving back.
Or staying there. Or if your family makes you drink, maybe you should find somewhere else to go.
Right.
And so, you know, if you're going to choose to partake in alcohol, maybe let somebody else handle the fireworks.
Absolutely. Those are never a good mixture.
How many times do you guys get calls? Like, because you a lot of times respond with with emergency personnel. Sometimes the police are the first ones there. You're closer. You're already on the road.
Right.
You see these things. It's real. It's not just people trying to scare you.
It really is. And unfortunately, we get those calls a little few more times than we would like to. But we'll make sure you get the health care and everything that you need. We're going to get there and take care of you.
So they will, but if you make good decisions,
you don't have to.
You won't. I mean, you can invite them to have some barbecue. I'm sure, you know, if you're having a cookout, they'll take a burger, hot dog,
it is,
you know.
Be hot.
But they don't want to be there because you're driving intoxicated or you're speeding. So meet them in a happy way, not a you're not doing the proper safe traveling way.
You don't want to see the blue lights first.
The blue lights. So, you know, don't drink and drive. Have a safe speed. What else? What other recommendations to having a good, safe 4th of July weekend?
Please put on your seatbelt. Please. You know,
there's that one time that guy in that other state didn't wear a seatbelt, and if he would have had it on, he would have totally been worse.
Well, that doesn't happen very often, believe me. If you have that seatbelt on, it's going to do more good things than it ever will bad.
If you couldn't sense my sarcasm dripping off of that, we talk about this often. Wear your seatbelt.
Yes, please wear the seatbelt. There for a reason.
The chance of you being that 0.0001 statistic of not wearing your seatbelt is way less than being whatever the statistic is for wearing the seatbelt. Right. I'm not going to throw you under the
No, don't.
He gave me that look.
Oh, man. Numbers aren't my thing.
You know what? We could be like the weather people and just throw it out there.
Well, we always could do that. I know it's going to be hot, and that's about it.
It's going to be hot. So, you know, you guys are going to be out and about the whole weekend.
Yes,
so
yes.
They will ensure that you're making good decisions.
Yes. Hopefully, when you see our cars, it kind of influences you to maybe slow down a little bit, make sure that seatbelt is on, including everyone else in the car, too. You know, we are going to be out as much as we can, but we can't be everywhere. And you want to take every precaution that you can yourself to make sure that everyone in your car gets somewhere safe.
We want zero fatalities this weekend. That's our goal every weekend, but we take it one week at a time. And these ones tends to be a little bit harder to get there.
Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of people on the roadways traveling this weekend.
A lot. There's already so many people. I've been seeing campers and things as someone who used to work in that business.
Right.
Some of them just took 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like they stayed the weekend and they're going to stay through the whole. So you've got people touring. Our area obviously is huge in tourism. So there's going to be a lot of I keep forgetting I'm on the radio, y'all. I'm turning my head looking, and so maybe not necessarily paying attention to the road as much. That is so important in our area.
It is.
There's bikes, there's buggies, there's tractors, pedestrians. There's
everything.
So super, super important. Yeah, I'm sure. Have you guys already started to see the increase?
Absolutely. Especially leading up into a holiday, that's people's travel day. They want to get to where they're going for that actual holiday. So the days before and the days after the holiday are busy travel days. So already keep your heads on a swivel. Slow down.
Slow down. That is the key. And if you slow down, you can enjoy it.
Yes. Time isn't going anywhere. Just ride it out.
Enjoy the ride. Yep. So any other suggestions, helpful hints?
Slow down. Make sure that you can get to where you want to have fun safely. That good time isn't going anywhere. It's only going to be a bad time if you don't make it there. So let's just slow down. Make sure we're getting there. Look left, look right, look left again. And check where you're going. Make sure the road's clear.
Look up where you're going and make sure there ain't no parades or nothing that's going to slow you down and make it.
Absolutely.
We had a few of those. They're like, we want to go this way. We're like, no, the parade started. You got to wait.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Absolutely. This is your radio debut.
This is my first time here.
And hopefully you come back and join
us.
That was a Trooper Evan Hill. I will get to your name right. See, I got it right this time. I was moving you up in the ranks real quick. That was Trooper Evan Hill from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And we'll be back for more here on WKLM.
Thank you.